So the big question is this. How do entrepreneurial salespeople like us, who have traditionally sold alone and used gut and intuition to hit their number, take their innate talents and begin selling using science, technology, and the secrets of thousands who have done it before to crush their quota and change the world? That is the question, and this podcast provides the answer. All right, welcome everybody to the Sales Secrets Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about this cool concept. We've talked about it a little bit, but we've got a real practitioner in artificial intelligence, and I think it's going to be fun to dive into what is going on with this disruptive new concept. And to do that, we brought on Damien O'Farrell. He is currently the manager of data science and data strategy over at Autodesk. Damien, thanks so much for joining. How the heck are you?
I am great, Gabe. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. I think it'll be fun to kind of go into detail here and talk through some of these concepts on artificial intelligence. But before we do, maybe you can just take a minute, introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about what you do over there at Autodesk.
Absolutely. Well, I manage a group of data scientists that particularly my team works in sales. We have bigger data science teams across Autodesk, but my team is focused on everything sales related. Mainly our goal is to optimize what we do in sales, from forecasting to pipeline, to improve the ways in which our reps create their activities, have their outreach, give them insights into their accounts, bring information from the outside world, and try to establish correlations between what's going on in the industry and give them more information for them to sell more and sell better.
Love it, man. Yeah, we'll get into some of, I think, these practices here in just a minute. Outside of work, I just like to ask people if there's something, you know, if you're passionate about, embarrassing moments, fun things kind of you do just to make you a little more real. Anything come to mind?
Yeah, actually, one of the things that I tell people is that I used to own a dance studio. And in San Francisco, I used to also teach Cuban salsa.
Is that right? Cuban salsa, man.
Cuban salsa.
And is that something you just kind of sprung into, or you know, been dancing since you were young, or what was kind of the start there?
I think it's my dance career is very similar to my artificial intelligence and machine learning career. There was an interest and I just dug in and I said, I need to learn this thing. And before I knew it, I was teaching the class. And before I knew it, I was building a business. And before I knew it, I was enjoying teaching people how to do the 1, 2, 3.
I love it, man. Next thing you know, you're a full-time, not full-time, but you're a full instructor. Cool. But it is something you still do, I assume, on the side, not maybe as much teaching. Is that correct?
I still go and dance. I don't do it as much as I want to do it.
Yeah.
You know how life gets, right? But, you know, if somebody out there ever has a salsa party, I'm in.
Oh man, that's so funny. I actually got, somebody sent me, I should send it to you. You'd of all people appreciate it. It, you know, sometimes sales reps, this is worth mentioning. Normally I don't like to go on tangents, Damien, but, I had a sales rep send me one of these emails, these kind of last call emails before you give up on somebody, you know?
Yeah.
And it was somebody who had written this person, a friend of mine, and said, hey, I haven't heard from you. I've sent a couple emails, called you. Why don't I, I'm going to stop. I don't want to be, you know, super annoying here, but I'll make you a deal. Why don't I trade you my sales secrets for your salsa dancing secrets? My friend is a salsa dancer. And he has it on like his LinkedIn that he's like a certified salsa dancer or something like that. And then he had put in this, you know, this image or picture of Ben Stiller in some movie, like doing some kind of dance.
Oh, yeah. Along Came Polly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it was Along Came Polly. So anyways, my friend got such a kick out of it. He's like, you got to see this. So anyways, you're not alone in the world is my point here, Dave.
Also, great breakup email, huh?
Breakup email. Thank you. I was like, why can't I think of the name of that email? The breakup email.
Great breakup email.
That's right. Pretty creative. And sometimes those bomb, but in this case, it worked out. Anyways, well, let's jump over into kind of the conversation. What is, AI certainly is, it's a buzzword. It's something people are talking about. The great thing about you is you're actually doing something with it. But just to kind of set the record straight, when you think about AI, what is the definition? Or what does it mean? Or how do you kind of coach people to even just start to grab their, get their mind around it?
Oh, well, that's the perfect point where we can start the conversation. It's, you know, AI, it's such a buzzword, as you said. And I feel that in general, corporation or an organization, we hear this so much in the news that it's hard for us to grasp the idea of artificial intelligence, how it's really affecting our world day to day. When I talk about what we're doing within the data science space, it's much more about doing advanced analytics rather than this thing that we perceive as artificial intelligence in which the computer thinks by itself. We have good examples out there for those types of things, the Google Brain or those machines that are playing chess or playing checkers or playing Go and quote unquote thinking by themselves. But when we put it down to the practical terms, that what is the things that we can do today, sales for in terms of artificial intelligence, I think it comes down to something very simple. As you said, we were talking about the breakup email, right?
Right.
What about if there is a way in which a machine can go and read your profile in LinkedIn and then surface that information to the rep and say, hey, rep, by the way, if you use a template with this information that I just gave you, you didn't need to go to LinkedIn or to whatever platform, your rate of success, of open rates, and then of contacting that individual increases in 30%.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's great for sales. That's great for you as a salesperson. And that's a possibility that we have today.
Using intelligence to make you smarter in the way you sell. I mean, it sounds, I love the tactical example, but one follow-up. I mean, a lot of people are saying, oh man, is artificial intelligence going to, you know, it completely eliminate the sales rep, et cetera. But from what even the example you just gave, it sounds like you're really looking for how does intelligence enable, how does it enable the sales rep to do their job just more effectively?
Yeah, I'm whenever I talk to my sales reps about it, it's more about augmental intelligence, increasing your human intelligence rather than replacing you. I don't think that computers are going to replace us anytime soon. And especially, you know, the role of a sales rep is so important because of the human interaction, that we're not going to be able to replicate that with a machine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reality of this. We can provide them with better data. We can provide them with better information. We can provide you with better decision-making, but replace you as an individual, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, right. It's, you know, I mean, I've been coached in my life to never say never, but at least at the moment, you know, there does seem to be. Let's focus on the task at hand, and at the moment, we've got to, I think, figure out how we can support and enable sales reps, and that's the first task. And it seems so far out to say that, especially in a more complex sales side. I just don't know if my mind can go there yet. So I like that. So as you think about this concept then of artificial intelligence, a lot of people use the word disruption. You know, it's disrupting sales. Again, maybe not replacing, as we were kind of clarifying, but it is disrupting. How do you start to think about how it is actually disrupting sales?
Well, before that, I think I'm going to answer your question eventually, but when I look at our organizations and I look at how they're implementing AI and how we're building these models, I think it takes time. It takes effort, and it's right. It's not necessarily that there is no executive support, because there's a lot of excitement from executives when they hear AI is disrupting sales. But the difficult part of this is once you get either a data scientist or a machine learning solution into your business, how do you leverage that? That is a complex part. It's really a steep learning curve from understanding what we're talking about, the fact that we are talking about how we can complement what the sales reps are doing and not completely replace it. It's a hard pill to swallow when you think that your investment, millions of dollars on a tool, will give you X amount more in your return, right? But the reality is that it comes. If we don't start today, if organizations don't start thinking about it today, in 5 years, they're going to be 10 years behind. And in 10 years, they're going to be 20 years behind.
Yeah.
So kind of a catch-22 situation, in which right now we need to start implementing these things. But maybe we don't have either the talent or the tools
So what is your advice on that point for the listeners who are tuning in? I mean, how did you get started? I mean, you have, it sounds like, a team of people who are working on it. Not everyone has that luxury or has that capability. It sounds like something you believe companies should be at least thinking about and probably testing out. But how do you start going down this path? Do you just try to start reading about it? Do you actually try some technologies? How do you get started in this quote unquote usage or implementation part of it?
I would do with baby steps. Yes. Try a technology that will enhance your reps. Something that can tell you, hey, rep, you can take this next step. You can call, you can email. And if you do, you're going to have 30% more opens. You're going to have 20% more deals closed. Those baby steps of enabling the reps to interact with the system, it's very, very helpful for all of us. Think about this as humans too. We're talking about sales, but outside of sales, whenever you interact with your phone and you try to say, hey, Siri or Alexa or Google, it takes a little bit of time for you to understand what can you do with these things. And going away from just the mimicky part of it and of the, oh, it's cute that Alexa can answer you questions and actually find the use. Well, it only starts when you start trying it.
Yeah. Interesting. I mean, so you got it. You got to kind of take that leap of faith and actually start testing it out, maybe start playing with it a little bit more.
And start very small.
Yeah.
Very, very small. Just a use case or a couple of reps using a solution. It's going to grow. I don't think that smaller organizations need to go full fledged and just tomorrow go ahead and buy a big tool or hire a big data scientist. If you're a small organization, you can start with a solution that can provide you the intelligence behind it. If you're a bigger organization, well, and if you don't have a data scientist now, it's a good time for you to hire one.
So one of the things I wanted to ask, Damon, you kind of brought it up, this idea of a data scientist. A lot of people hear that, they get a little scared about having a data scientist in the organization, but you've talked about it being really important for a modern sales organization to have kind of a data person. Why do you think that is, and what or who is this person?
Yeah, it's really important because just the amount of data that we are generating as companies. I'm going to use the example of inside sales as a product itself. When we are creating this path for the reps with these activities, and the product itself generates good insights into it. But if you think about it and you want to start correlating that with the amount of time that your reps have been on the job, or you want to really optimize from, you see that one of your reps is doing 30 calls a day and only getting 10 connects, and then the other rep is getting 30 calls a day and he's getting 30 connects. Well, there's something underneath it that you want to emulate from the best performing rep. Maybe it's a type of content that they are saying, and there are tools out there that now they are helping us to coach, manage, record the voice while the reps are talking, and pinpoints what are the keywords that they can use. So these are some examples in which the data scientists can come in and help you figure out what are the correlations and how to improve your business.
Yeah, interesting. And it seems like, I mean, a lot of people know operations, sales operations, or marketing operations, but it feels like often that this is actually lacking. And I'm not trying to knock operations people, but oftentimes it seems like there's more process focused and maybe even more technology focused and truthfully enablement focused, but a true like analytics, data that does seem to be lacked. Do you see that often, that there's kind of a differentiator there?
In our case, I think for how we operate, it makes sense for us to be under the operational hand of the organization. I don't know if it's right or if it's wrong. I agree with you that sometimes the operational side is very process oriented. But another learning curve that we're having is where do the analytic portion belongs to? Because your data scientists are also building products. Your data scientists also, a lot of this data needs to be contextual. You cannot operate in a vacuum as a data scientist. Sometimes I push my team to know the process better than the operations team. Mm. If you don't know where the data is coming from, you don't know if it's a good prediction or a bad prediction. Yeah. It's very related.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly connects, right? You almost can't do the process. You can't really be an expert at the process without the data, et cetera. That does make a lot of sense. In your world, I want to just see if we can get to a couple examples, because you've touched on some, but it's so powerful to see. So I think a lot of people, when they think of AI and a data strategy, they're like, oh, that's a buzzword. And again, I've never seen it actually do much. Without revealing too much, certainly even on the results side of your world, but even the use cases, what are some other areas? You've mentioned a couple, but where you're really starting to either see results or get some traction, you're excited about that AI is really affecting in a positive way the sales process.
Yeah, I think this is going to sound very, very simple to some people out there. But when you think about what are my top 10 accounts, what are the things that I can do to influence my top 10 accounts?
Yeah.
That is a tangible product that data scientists, and through the use of machine learning, you can assess my top 10 accounts from a list of 100 accounts. Mm-hmm. Why are they better than the next 10? Well, with machine learning algorithms and with data science, we can tell you, well, what's the propensity to buy for one account? Are they more likely to sign a contract in a month, in 2 months, in 3 months? What's the correlation between your age of your deals, of your sales cycle, and the amount of your sales cycle? So all of those fine-tuning elements are things that my team is looking into.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. So and is there, you've tried a couple things, it sounds like, on the top of the funnel. Have you done some stuff also at the bottom of the funnel? It seemed like pre-show you were talking a little bit about maybe like forecasting and pipeline management a little bit.
Yeah. And it's very interesting looking at how we can run models on forecasted amounts and then actual amounts that close, and then compare one model that we run, and then kind of do this test of who's forecasting better, a human being or a computer. That type of studies are studies that we want to start conducting very, very soon.
Interesting history. And do you feel like there's a place for it, that it can positively affect it?
I think that we are in a test and wait stage. We're trying a lot of things. We have directionally, we have good ideas on where the machine learning can influence the sale. We have good ideas on what these models are doing to influence the pipeline, the volume of the pipeline, the forecasted amounts. But I think that we are in also early stages of knowing what does good look like.
Yeah. To try to really understand that part of it. And do you think, it sounds like you think it's possible, though. It's potentially a good use case.
Well, I'm going to return to your first question around AI and data science. I think when we get into a high-speed environment such as sales, we expect that these things are going to be quick, and it's just plug and play, right? Mm-hmm. But just the pure definition of data science, it is a science. It is a to form a hypothesis, and then you need to test it, and then you need to validate it, and then you need to confirm it. And if you confirm it, then you iterate over that. But most of the times, your hypothesis fail. So it's a lot of that work of, well, let's try it this way. Let's just slice it in this different way and see what happens.
Hmm. Yeah, interesting. So do you feel like as we kind of wrap here, Damien, as people are thinking through their kind of overall data strategy and their AI strategy, any kind of last piece of advice you'd give them as they start on this journey?
Yeah. Definitely. It is a hype word. It is right now. There is a lot of things that us in the data community, we need to learn. There's a lot of good stuff out there. We're definitely in a time in which a lot of the research that has been done since the 70s, it's finally being leveraged for practical purposes. But when data science and data strategy meet, it's that point in which we have too much data, and most of the organizations didn't think about how we can leverage that data, especially with sales, right? We have so much information about our sales reps, our performance of the reps, but sometimes you have it in three or four different systems. So for larger organizations, it is an effort of consolidating that data and then figure out how can I help the rep improve their performance through that information. That's the overall goal.
I love it. Yeah, because ultimately you want to be making more sales and driving more revenue, right? Yeah. So that's where you got to kind of keep your eye on the prize. So, Damien, real interesting discussion. Appreciate you taking the time today, thinking through how can you start to use data in this concept of artificial and to drive more sales in your business. If someone wants to take a deeper dive on this, maybe learn a little more, understand kind of how you think through this, is there a way to get in touch with you, or what's the best kind of next step there?
Yeah, absolutely. You can reach out to me through LinkedIn. I answer quickly. And also, go into our Autodesk webpage, autodesk.com. All of our products, one of the visionary thoughts that our CEO has is around how we're going to use AI in all of the things that we do at Autodesk. We make software for people who make things. So when we talk about AI internally too, is thinking about how the manufacturing industry, the architecture industry, our building and construction industry, how are they going to build new houses, build new buildings, design new things through AI? It's extremely interesting, the things that we're doing as a company. So I prompt everyone to just hop online and go to autodesk.com.
I love it. Well, again, Damian, really appreciate you taking the time. Interesting discussion on how people can be a little more data savvy. So again, thanks so much for joining. For the audience, remember, success is just one play away. Want more sales secrets? Go to salessecrets.io to receive copies of our latest research and best practice content to help you crush your quota.